This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Aditi, we love her. She's fabulous. Her work's great. I love to see her on the sidelines. We also love to see her at Minio's. You can too. Aditi Kinkabala every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. at Minio's Pizza House, newest location in the North Hills, Wildwood Road right there in the North Hills, just on the outside of North Park there. She talks with a different member of the Black and Gold. Hear from the players on what's happening on the field and learn more about who they are off of it. That's Tuesdays, 6 until 7. I've been a couple times, and it is absolutely positively great. Go ahead in person, order pizza, or order some food, have a drink, and listen to what they're talking about. Speaking of drinks, grab a Dunkin' on the way in today. Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. I've seen a lot of stuff in my time, especially on social media, especially in sports, and especially when those worlds collide. I don't know if I've ever seen this. Honestly, this struck me. And I'm not prone to hyperbole. I'm just not. I speak the truth in what I feel. This blew me away. So, there is a place called, let me see so I have it right. It's right outside of Belmont, Ohio, okay? Union Local High School is a place. Well, there was a middle school basketball game happening there, and there was a team called Cadiz, C-A-D-I-Z, I guess, playing there. So it's not far from Steubenville. It's not, like, far from here, right? These teams are playing in here. And one team, this team was playing, and a coach had to write this letter to players' parents on his team. He actually put it on the Facebook page of his junior high basketball team, girls' basketball team. You ready for this? The only way to do it service is to read it verbatim. Tonight at Union Local High School, our eighth grade Lady Huskies were forced to forfeit a game in which we were up 14 points due to the continual and unacceptable bothering of the officials by some of our fans. As the head coach and leader of these young ladies and this program, it was extremely disheartening to witness. These young ladies have worked too hard over the past 2 months to have the outcome of a game taken out of their hands. As a coach, parent, and member of this community, we attend these contests to support our daughters, granddaughters, sisters, and young ladies who are special to us. These officials across the valley help make this happen. They often take time away from their own families for this to be possible. We teach our players to be accountable for their actions, and that is exactly what happened this evening. The officiating crew was right in their decision, and now our ladies are the ones who must deal with the outcome. Officiating is a thankless job, and I can assure you, I have no desire to ever partake in it. Officials will certainly miss calls, but they're doing their best. As a coach and parent, I am absolutely guilty of questioning the accuracy of their whistle at times, but the continual badgering I witnessed tonight was unfortunate. I hope that in the future, we will focus on cheering on our young ladies with support and encouragement. We can do better. Signed, Coach Smith. Could you imagine? Could you just imagine your behavior getting to the point where a coach has to write, we were up 14 points, the referee said, I can't do it anymore. You're so awful at an eighth grade girls basketball game. Game over, done, finished. We're folding up our tent and we're going home. I'm so glad I don't live in this world and see this all the time.
Yeah, and actually we'll be at a tournament tonight and tomorrow night out in that neck of the woods where Minio's is, right in North Park. And I always go into these things as a youth sports parent worried about what's going to happen. Who's going to be the person on the sidelines who starts to get into the ref and starts to get too loud and too aggressive with the official? Because it happens almost anywhere you go. You see it, unfortunately. There's always somebody there. And I don't know why people can't grasp the idea of, if you're not cheering on your kid and their team, or if you want to say something to your kid specifically, like, hey, they booed a ground ball, get your butt down, get your glove in the dirt, something like that to your kid specifically, okay? Other than that, you don't need to be yelling at anybody except to cheer people on.
You know what? Sports are great, and they teach you a lot of things, especially at a young age if you're able to play it. And, you know, these young girls are learning a lot of life lessons. They're going to practice every day. They're sacrificing. They're going to school. They're staying after school. They're putting in extra work. They're working really hard to be a part of something. And parents nowadays, and I think it's more enhanced than ever, they put themselves first. Now, I know parents want to win. Kids obviously want to win as well, but parents are thinking about themselves first. Whether you're the parent that thinks your kid is going to be Tom Brady, whether you're the parent that thinks that your kid should win every single game, parents nowadays and adults nowadays are taking this way, way too far. You're thinking about yourself and not thinking about what your kid is sacrificing. Mm-hmm. You're taking away all these things that your kid does every single day to try to be something, to try to be a part of something. And you're putting yourself before your kid. Like, parents have to have that mentality going into these games that you're not hurting, you know, the school. You are hurting the school, but you're really hurting your individual child more than anything. And it's absolutely ridiculous that adults behave this way at this point.
You know, I look back on, and by the way, Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. I look back on it from the crazy parents, and I'm older than you guys. But there were still some crazy parents. If you look at it in retrospect, I'm not saying these things are good because they're not. But now that you see it, it did expose who the idiots were.
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to pick them out much more easily. And then as you advance through life, they kept being the idiots.
Yeah.
That's the thing,
you know
though,
what I mean?
But that's the thing, Colin. It's like it exposed who the idiots were, but now you know that that person's always going to be an idiot.
There is that.
You have to deal with them all the time. You're like, I got to see this guy. Like, I got to go to, you know, my son's baseball game, and this, you know, parent is, I know he's going to be ridiculous, and then I have to see what happens. I have to make sure my kid doesn't get any, you know, in any situation mm-hmm. where he's affected by this, and then it's just a burden on you every single second.
And it does come back around, too, you know, back when we used to talk to Amy Schuneman a lot, Colin, she used to tell us about the dearth of officials available for high school games. This is trickling down to eighth grade now. And you wonder why high school games in the WPIAL in particular, or PIAA, have to be spread out all over the weekend. In some cases, because the same officiating crews that are working Friday nights have to work on a Saturday afternoon. Or in order to get the games in, because they don't have enough officials to
for
spread around.
$20. Like,
because
they're doing it for
the getting
kids.
Rich.
Yes, they're not doing it to make it to the next level. They're doing it for the kids, to make sure the kids have a place to go that they can go compete somewhere. It's just at this point, and I see this a lot, and you know that's another example of it that you just read, Colin. It is we're talking about adults, not kids. You know, you could see kids acting up because they're kids, but these are adults acting ridiculous.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. I still struggle with what the root of it is. Is it parents living vicariously through their kids? Is it parents who are just so hell-bent on competition? Are they trying to relive their own childhood? Do they think their kids are going to reach false glory? Is it all that stuff? Probably. Like,
yeah.
I know a guy that won a Super Bowl and a national championship. He won a Super Bowl and a national championship, and he's coaching around here. And he's just helping out. He's not like a head coach or anything. And he was telling me there were times where he'd have a parent, and he said, this guy wouldn't be in any shape at all and whatever. Mm-hmm. And he'd come up to me and he'd say, and this was before, like during camp of a football team. And he'd say, you mean you guys are going to run that? You're not good. And he said, I don't have the heart, nor would I. I'm not wired like this to say, like, I won a Super Bowl and a national championship.
Right. I might know what I'm doing.
And he said, but it's that kind of stuff that does drive people away, not just from officiating, but from coaching, like good people. Why do I ever want to get involved in this if this schlep is going to try to tell me we're running this and I'm just in it for the kids to help them out?
Right.
I'm glad I'm not in this world. I really am. I'm glad I'm not in this world. Mike, he's driving. Mike's on the fan. Good morning to you, Mike. How's everything?
Good morning, gentlemen. being a ref right now for PAL, a lot of the parents are living their second lives through their children, and it is a shame. I had a game this past season, and a coach, he stopped the game. His kids were getting the brakes beat off of him, and it was just a mercy rule game, and the coach stopped the game to protect his players. I had a mom come off the stands to cuss out the coach because she didn't get to see her son finish the game. And that little boy was getting murdered. And also, though, a lot of the coaches don't really know all of the rules, so they're not really teaching the kids the right thing as well. So it's mainly on our parents. Before you jump out there, know the game yourself to protect your kids.
Thanks to Mike. Big thanks, Mike, for his call. Yeah. It's a weird – I can't be that guy. Even if my kids were good at sports or played sports, were heavily involved in it, I'm mortified. The part that gets me, I guess this is it. The people who – like, let's say that you're a parent, and I read that letter. You can go back and listen to our Odyssey Rewind app. There was a letter to kind of reset here. Not far from here, eighth grade girls basketball game over in Ohio. Team's up by 18 points, I think I said, or 16 points.
14, but yeah, here and there.
And they had to – they forfeited. The ref said, you guys are out of control. Game's over. Eighth grade game. Game's over. Parents are out of control. Where I always come back to is, how does that person that forced that atmosphere, the guy screaming at the ref, the mom that's out of control, whatever, how do they just say that's like Tuesday night? How do Wednesday at 7 o'clock, the alarm clock goes off, and they just, like, go to work? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, yeah. All right. What happened last night? How was your kid's game? Well, you're never going to believe it. Are they always in denial, like, well, the ref sucked? You know, you'll never believe how this happened. They were awful. How do you just go about your regular life?
Yeah, you got to be a blame
and not
shifter,
have
right?
any embarrassment.
They're the same people that don't have their profile picture on Twitter. That's the same type of people.
I would just be soaked in shame forever if I had done something to cause an official to call one of my kid's games because I was mouthing off at a ref and couldn't control myself. I mean, I wouldn't be able to. I'd have a hard time getting out of bed the next morning. I feel like it's a complete and total failure.
But there's so many of these instances and so many people that there have to be a bunch of people that just, I guess they always think everybody else is wrong.
Mm-hmm. And this is the one thing that we can't, and I just kind of referenced it, but this is the one thing that people can't blame on social media and can't blame on cell phones. You know, everything nowadays, yeah. Oh, well, social media did that, or, you know, having phones did that. This is an etiquette issue. This is an issue that adults need to figure out and need to understand that you're not there for you, and you're hurting your kid at the end of the day, and you're hurting the integrity of sports. You really are. It blows my mind, and I'm going to have to deal with it a lot. I know that I am. I have three little boys at home. I have to deal with it for the next how many years, and I just know that it's going to get worse and worse and worse because people think they're entitled to say things to people who are actually trying to do and trying to better things.
Do you want to coach? Do you want to help out?
No. No, just the story that you just said. You know a guy that was a national champion, was a Super Bowl quarterback. I couldn't imagine trying to coach a team, especially in football, and having a dad come and try to question something that I was doing and looking at him and be like, you know, I could just – say, you know, I don't even want to put myself in that situation because then I'm jeopardizing my kids and I'm jeopardizing the teammates of my kid. I would never want to do that. So I'm sitting in the stands and I'm watching.
Are you the dad in the corner minding your business?
Yep.
Or is that what you are? The
yep.
guy out in center field standing against the fence?
That's exactly what I am. Don't say one word about anything. I don't even clap.
It's sad. It really is. It is totally sad. Man, crazy. Breakfast Bites coming up in just a couple minutes. And then, can one person reach the ultimate glory in their sport, or have they forfeited that because of their behavior? We get into that. Pat Bostick before the hour's out, and then Lee Sterling at 8 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time for Breakfast Bites, a tasty soundbite to start your day with a Fan Morning Show.
All right, here we go. Penguins getting it done last night, 4-3 over Vegas. The Penguins have won 6 of 8. Mike Sullivan spoke after the game. I found a clip. I wanted to go through the audio, and I did, from the post game last night. This is the most hockey coach quote maybe in hockey coach history. You could take this, these 47 seconds I'm about to play, and apply it to 95% of the time that hockey teams win hockey games and say, here you go, and you don't even need to know the score. You don't need to know who the players were. Give a listen to standard "we won" quote.
I thought the guys competed really hard all night, you know, and they didn't get discouraged when we get down a couple of goals early in the game. We just kept playing, and you know, there was a lot of the game that we really liked. We thought we were pressuring pucks. We were up in fives. You know, I think when we're at our best, our puck pursuit game is relentless, and. You know, I thought the second period might have been our best, but obviously we just kept playing the game, and there were some, you know, lead changes or whatever it may be. But I loved our mindset, just kind of next play attitude, next shift attitude, and I think when we play that way, we're capable to compete with any team in this league. That was a good hockey team we beat tonight.
You're right. That could be peeled from any
totally.
Mike Sullivan post-game. Winning post-game press conference in the last 6 years.
Yep. It is that standard issue. We just won a hockey game.
Yep. Move on to the next.
Yes. Like, if I played that and said that was Calgary's coach, that was Winnipeg's coach, that was the Rangers coach, that was from 1999. You go, okay.
Yep.
All right.
That's about right.
That's a winning – it's early December W that we got.
Right.
Hard fought. When do the playoffs get here?
Yeah.
There we are.
That's how it goes. Oh, that's so
And
funny.
It also goes to show, honestly, I mean this, it's why hockey coaches, the same 11 people are always the hockey coaches, you know, that get recycled through. A guy loses his job, there's just like three guys waiting to get that other job. They're all the same. I love it, though. But good for the Penguins. They got it together. It was really iffy for a while, and they've won now 6 of 8. The mm-hmm. music, tune it down. There we go.
Talbot was at the game.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
DK as well.
Yeah, he's have some fun times with Talbot down in the south side.
Oh, tell me about it. Go ahead. That's the story.
I'll tell you off air.
No, on air is what people want to know. That's the
Nobody's
sell.
Listening. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Did you ever drink out of the Stanley Cup?
No, I've seen it.
You were at parties with it?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. When I was young, when I was in college, both times.
Nice. Did mm-hmm. you get your hands on it?
Yep. Touch it.
Get those fingerprints
it's a lot
on it?
Smaller than you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Looks bigger. Heard that before.
Yes. You didn't pick it up, though?
No.
And, like, put it over your head?
No.
Do that maneuver?
No, it was pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
They had two guys that have gloves that bring it around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And one guy has a steaming mullet.
Right. Right. Yes. You know who had it when I was younger was Taglinetti.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I was at my dad and him were friends back in the day, and I was at a party.
And he just had it just sitting there.
Just chilling. He was
nice. Great stuff.
Having a good time.
All right. Pat Bostic in just a little bit. Can one guy hit the ultimate honor in his sport? considering that his life has been, well, filled with dishonor. We get into that in just a couple minutes. I think you'll probably be able to guess who we're talking about. Fan Morning Show, Friday morning setup. Look at the upcoming Steelers game presented by Coors Light and Redbeard Sports Bar and Grill. Pat Bostic in a little bit. Lee Sterling, top of the next hour. Bo Morgan, Falcons Radio Network, 8:30. Right now, sad tale. I haven't even been following it. Tampa police apparently looking for Antonio Brown. I've given up on Antonio Brown. I don't know if he'll ever get it together. One thing, though, you know, here's the crazy part. And this is a discussion, and it's almost cliched sports talk discussion that a lot of shows are having, probably throughout the country and definitely here in Pittsburgh. He's 21st all-time in receptions, 24th in yards, and 24th in TDs. That's all-time. He's fifth on the all-time list in career yards per game. Fifth. He's a Hall of Fame guy if you look at his numbers.
Absolutely.
There's no question. Mm-hmm. We argue this all the time about Hines Ward. Oh, Hines Ward should be in the Hall of Fame. Should he be? There wasn't one day during his career, there wasn't one day that Hines Ward could proclaim he was the best receiver in the NFL. Antonio Brown could claim that for probably 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. that he was the best receiver in the NFL. If you just look at the numbers, he's a Hall of Fame guy. Has his lunatic way, in the way that he's just gone totally off the rails, that started long before he took his pads off and traipsed across the end zone and quit football pretty much, has his lunatic way precluded him? It hasn't by virtue of their rules and standards because they don't have any.
Right, and it also hasn't yet. I'm going to add that qualifier because I honestly wonder, guys, in 5 years when he's eligible for the Hall of Fame, where is he going to be? Might he be in jail? Even worse. Like I honestly, and look, he's made his bed, so I wouldn't say I worry about Antonio Brown. But like, this is a guy who's clearly on a spot, out of control spiral, and has been over the last 6 or 7 years. I mean, it has continued now for a while, and I wonder what the next 4 or 5 years bring, and when his name does come up in that room where they sit, all the, you know, esteemed sports writers sit around and talk about who's on the ballot that year. Are they talking about a guy who's in a decent enough place? You know what I mean?
The rules need to be stricter. I mean, it's just such a prestigious honor to be a Hall of Famer, and I think that should encompass you as a person, what you do on and off the field as well. You know, obviously it's what you do on the field, but it's who you are as a person. It's your name. It's your brand. It's the last name on the jersey, on the back of the jersey that you are representing whenever you're in the Hall of Fame. So I think the rules need to be a little bit stricter there. And you know what? Like, Antonio Brown, you know, it is a sad story. And I'm going to say this. People always want to allude to the fact that Antonio Brown, when he got hit by Burfict, it caused CTE. They throw that word around. They say that he wasn't right after that hit. I'm going to sit here and tell you that I've known Antonio Brown longer than that, and he's always been like this. He just had an opportunity where he made money, and it just came out. He was like this at a young age. You know, his mentality has not changed. He was a little bit quieter whenever he got in the league because it was new. And, you know, I think he cared about the process of how he got to the league, you know, playing for Central Michigan, you know, transferring from a military school, wherever he was at, and then, you know, playing quarterback in high school, and, you know, all the things that he went through to get to where he was at, 6th-round pick. And then once he got paid, I think his true nature came out, and that's where he's at.
Should he be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes. But I think the rules should be stricter. The rules are that it's not what you do off the field, it's what you do on the field, right?
O.J. Simpson in the Hall of Fame.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, they should be stricter. It should be what you do off the field as well.
Well, then that layers then another question. If you do that, then you got to pull people out.
Right.
I don't think that you can go in midstream, say, okay, it was this for a long time. From here on out, the people we induct, they have to adhere to a code. Or can you? I like, for me, my personal opinion is you can't. You can't change the protocol behaviorally midstream and still have it as the same honor.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you.
Who is in the Hall of Fame that you would get out? Like, that you would
OJ for
well,
one.
Well, he got off. I'm just saying, like, if he was...
But he didn't get off with terms of the other stuff.
Of the other stuff. He did go to jail.
Right, like being in Vegas and going, you know, with the sports card stuff and all of that. Like, that was... Is that enough to get taken out of the Hall of Fame? I don't know.
I'm sorry. You also go down this slippery slope of digging into the past and the character of every single person who was in the Hall of Fame.
Well, and it's very prestigious. Why wouldn't you? You want to know all the facts about who's going to be in such a prestigious...
Okay, where's the cutoff line then? Like... What kind of things keep you out of the Hall of Fame?
Well, I mean, if you
just crimes that you're convicted of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That to me is taking a line from off the field and applying it to on field accolades or on field statistics and other things that you actually did.
Why should a crappy person be honored?
They're being honored as a football
player. But they're still a crappy... They're still a person. They're still their name.
Listen, I don't think Antonio Brown's a good person. But Antonio Brown is the best wide receiver of his generation.
That's fine, but you're still you. He's still Antonio Brown, is what I'm saying. Like, his team isn't getting in. You know, it's him getting in, the person.
It's Antonio Brown, the football player. See, I can make that delineation.
I think for what they are trying to stand for and how prestigious it is that the football player and the person are the same person. Like, I mean, that's just kind of how I see it. Like, when I think of the Hall of Fame and I think of the jackets and I think of the busts, like, you have to represent being a Hall of Famer.
Should Ray Lewis get in then?
I mean, did he get in trouble?
He got in trouble for not... what's the crime? Obstruction? Yeah, obstruction of justice.
Well, if we're going to go down this road and how I would do it, I would have a hearing. I would the guys that I think that should be maybe, taken out of the Hall of Fame,
right.
I would have a whole entire hearing, and I would reopen every single thing.
Lawrence Taylor.
I would have all those guys have to go through a process
recheck the morals on everybody.
Recheck the morals of everybody of who would be in it, and then if you don't match...
Should Ben be in?
Yes. Yeah. I would recheck the morals. I'd be like, hey, let's go through all the facts because we hold this unified front
what we're going to do. Yes.
Right. How and who can be in this? And if you don't belong in this, then you're taken out.
What about guys who went off the rails late in their lives and died prematurely because of CTE? I'm thinking of your Junior Seau's. Like, the stories about what kind of guy Junior Seau was towards the end are not pleasant. He was not a good person.
What about Darren Sharper?
I mean,
no, he needs out. Out. Like so we're gonna sit here and say that Darren Sharper is deserving of being a Hall of Famer for all the ridiculous stuff that he committed? Like, please, like that shouldn't be the standard of what the Hall of Fame is, in my opinion. As a football player that obviously loved football from the age of 4 years old till now. I want to see guys that are in there that did awesome on the field and they were doing awesome off the field because that is a part of being a football player is who you are on and off the field, in my opinion.
Like, he became eligible. He's not in the Hall of Fame,
right.
Darren Sharper.
Yeah, no chance.
Right. It's a fascinating conversation. It really is. So, Antonio Brown, you say your final thing? You say yes, though.
I say yes just based off of the criteria that it is now.
But you would change the whole criteria. It's a very fair argument.
Change the whole criteria, and then I would reopen the cases of the people who I think that possibly don't belong. And then if you don't meet the criteria that we have, then you're out.
I just think, too, part of the problem with the Hall of Fame is there's just way too many people in.
Yeah,
like, just it's so diluted.
It's the Hall of Harold Carmichael's at this point.
Yeah, it's just whenever they built these things, we got to get to Pat Bostic, and I say this all the time about all of them, all the Hall of Fames. Whenever they built basketball, whenever they built football, whenever they built the Baseball Hall of Fames, they built those buildings, and it truly was supposed to be, this is the best of the best.
Yes.
Dan Dierdorf wasn't supposed to be in it.
Right.
Babe Ruth was supposed to be in it.
Yes.
And Terry Bradshaw was supposed to be in it.
Coward.
Yeah, you're right. Like, Bill Mazeroski was not supposed to be in Cooperstown.
Right.
Willie Mays was.
Right.
And it's okay if you don't put people in all the time.
It is.
It was truly supposed to be just the best of the best.
The Hall of Good.
Yes, it has become that. Pat Bostic, he's very good. We talk to him coming up in just a couple minutes here. Fan Morning Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Pitt, Keller commentator, Pitt, all around great guy. Pat Bostic, he joins right now to talk to us about the bowl season, about different things. Pat Bostic joins right now. Hello, Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We are great. Can you give people some newsy items to maybe start? People a timeline, if you could, on potentially when Pitt will find out its bowl destination, on how that will all come out to be, and when it will be disseminated to the public.
Yes, it should all be wrapped up Sunday evening. So all the college football playoff stuff takes place then. So New Year's Six and so forth will shake out, and then everything kind of slots in from there. So we should have a pretty good idea by late afternoon on Sunday, and I'm sure there'll be announcements going out there in the early evening.
Do you have a preference? How do you play it? Do you wait? Do you try to guess? Do you care? Do you just say, hey, tell me where I'm supposed to go?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting process. You know, it's obviously there's a lot of bowls. The ACC has its tie-ins. There's somewhat of a formula, although it's not, you know, 100% scientific. You know, fit and you know how close the team is and how well they travel still plays into it. But yeah, I have some preferences. Jacksonville or San Diego sound pretty nice to me. But you know, we'll see how it all shakes out. And you know, I think regardless, it'll be an important opportunity for Pitt to get a ninth win, and you know, obviously try to finish the season ranked, which means a lot, and go into the off season on a positive note.
Pat, Kalijah Kansi, Savasse Dennis earning All-American honors, Savasse third team, Kalijah Kansi first team, Jake Cradle all ACC honorable mention, Izzy Abanikanda all ACC. Let's throw in Keaton Slovis. Which, if any, or all of those guys would benefit in that extra year of eligibility that they have coming back to Pitt next year, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, those are all interesting situations. You know, obviously, Kalijah, he'll be down in Charlotte. I'll be heading down to Charlotte today, too, he'll be honored as the ACC Defensive Player of the Year. Well-deserved. I think his impact on the game, whether he was in there or not, was significant. For Pitt all season, and you know the degree of his injury, we'll certainly find out. But you know, he's a guy certainly that's played himself into probably a second round pick at the very least. And I know there's a lot of teams that really like him. I think certainly he has the right to go and test the waters. I think at a running back position for Izzy, you know, there's only so many hits you know that a running back can take, and he had a terrific season. Obviously, he scored at a high rate, had a lot of big runs. I think he'll test really well at the combine. But also, you know, he's a guy that missed some games this year, and I think certainly could benefit from coming back. But you can see at that position, you know, why a guy would weigh his decision-making process. Same with Servassier, you know, playing middle linebacker, having the year he had. There's a lot of guys that have those decisions to make. I think for Keaton Slovis, obviously, this year didn't go the way he wanted it to. Statistically, consistency-wise, I think he would certainly benefit from another year and coming back. But you know, there's a lot of information that these young men have to take in and evaluate, Dorn, as you know. And I think you know, that takes some time. So everyone needs to be patient and evaluate all options. And we'll find out here sooner rather than later who's coming back and who's not and who's playing the bowl and all that fun stuff.
Pat, I give you a time machine. You get to go back to any point in the last 12 games and change one thing about this season. What would it be?
I would take a knee at the end of the first half against Tennessee and see, you know, what Keaton Slovis we saw from that point forward. I think that was a seminal moment, you know, and looking back on this season, and this team wasn't the same for a good month after that. So it'd be a month or so, I should say, and that would be that'd be one thing I'd go back and change.
Is he locked on, nailed down to be the starter the first game of the season next year, or could things happen in the transfer portal? Could things happen with someone else that's on the depth chart? Like, is Keaton Slovis definitely the starting quarterback to start the season?
I think there'll be a competition regardless. I'm certainly he'll have a leg up. I mean, starting 12, you know, 13 games here, you know, the breadth of experience he has in his career, what he's seen, and he'll have a leg up, and it'll be, you know, his job to lose from that standpoint. But, you know, I think this is a team that I'm not sure if we'll see Nick Patty back. You know, obviously Nate Yarnell is a developmental guy that you feel really good about based on, you know, a small body of work against Western Michigan. You know, they don't have a commitment right now in the 23 class, so there's going to be some new blood in that room. And, you know, I think I would say probably more than one. So that'll be interesting come spring ball. And, you know, I don't think Keaton has played himself in a position where, you know, he's got the job on lock. And I think he understands that and has to go out, have a good spring and secure his job. But certainly I think as a captain, a returning captain, and a guy that's played a lot of ball, that he would have the upper hand, but not a lock by any stretch.
Pat, your thoughts on the transfer portal as a whole. Is it good or bad for college football?
I think the transfer portal plus NIL is not great. It's just, I think, you know, there's false promises out there. I think there'll be guys that are left without a home. I'm not sure if we're teaching. I'm all for guys having options and having, you know, freedom and the ability to, if coaches can leave and go and on their own volition, then I certainly understand it from a player standpoint. But you know, these are 18 to 22-year-old young men that I think could benefit from sticking through some hard times, even when things aren't going their way. They need to evaluate those circumstances. I do think Pitt has a really good culture, and you know, there's a lot out there. There's a lot of conversations that have been had in that facility this week that have been very positive. But when you put a, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 guys in the portal, it changes your entire recruiting philosophy. You don't know how many spots you have. Those are all the coaches' problems. But at its core, you know, I'm not sure we're teaching our young people the right things. And I know I sound like an old man saying that, but
no, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. So you're not sounding like an old man. I mean, I think that, yeah, like you said, I mean, there's something to be said about having to fight through adversity.
Yeah, I mean, Doran, I'm not sure you would have been an All-American at Pitt had you had the transfer portal. You might not have even been there. I mean, you would have been having people calling you, and there's a lot of meddling and tampering going on. I'm not accusing one school or one person. It's everybody. I think it's created a bit of a vortex that I'm not sure if it can be reined in anytime soon, but as such, you've got to deal with it and kind of survive in advance.
I thought you were going to say Doran wouldn't be an All-American at Pitt without the quarterback play that he got, Pat.
No, well, that wasn't me. So from Billy, he got it. Doran stuck through it. He stuck through the not playing and playing six different positions before he found a home, and it paid off.
I know. Well, what people didn't see is they tried him out a kicker. They tried to make him a kicker on the practice field one day.
I know. He actually did a decent job. We thought about putting him into punt against Duke last game of the season this year.
Yes, just to get him out there. Thank you, Pat. We'll look forward to your reports and everything that's coming out. Bowl season, who knows where you go? Maybe New York, maybe Orlando, maybe the Sun Bowl, who knows? But we'll definitely be in touch with you. We thank you for everything. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks,
all right.
Pat Bostick, the absolute best. Great, great guy. From one great guy to another, Lee Sterling joins at the top of the hour. We go over his picks. Lee's doing great this season. We're going to talk to him. Bo Morgan, Falcons Radio Network. We talk to him coming up at 8:30 here on the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.